Hey, my kings and queens, this is your one and only Queen Deesh here. So today we are talking about comparison, comparing yourself to others. Ladies and gentlemen, we have got to be authentic. Kings and queens, we have got to be more authentic. We have got to be more transparent, more vulnerable. We just need to be more real. And I saw a post recently, and this person basically posted on one of their social media accounts that they were scaling back from events because they were going out and, we'll just say, of course, spending money and spending maybe more money than anticipated, and it's put them in a bad financial place right now. So for people to not be discouraged, and to not be disappointed if they don't respond to their invitations or, you know, don't come out to as many events and things like that anymore, because the person needs to save the money, save their money up. The person was, very honest and very transparent about the fact that what you see on social media, and on the surface, and that's the person's exact words, basically, that on the surface, it was one thing, but essentially behind closed doors in real life, and how that person is living was different. And so when I saw that, one, I love the transparency. Because it takes a lot of courage to be honest with yourself first about where you really are. And then two, to actually post that on your social media, that takes a lot of courage to really own your truth, own where you are, and to be honest about the fact that you were not living how it seemed you may have been living. And isn't that what a lot of people do, though? You know, you see them posting, and it seems like they have this extravagant life, or it may seem like they have it all together. It seems like they're just living grand, right? That, wow, look what he or she is doing. You know, they're posting all the time, and it just seems like everything is just great and wonderful in their world. And then you may look at yourself and feel like, man, I'm not where that person is. I am nowhere near them. And gosh, you know, I just thought I would have been further along by now. And when I see certain people posting, it just makes me feel like I'm not doing enough, or it makes me feel like, you know, what I'm doing is not enough, and I'm not as far along that I feel like I should be. And I just see people posting all these great photos, and I'm behind. Can anyone relate to that? Okay, we have got to be real. You have got to be real. I can relate to that. Of course I've looked around. Who hasn't? Who hasn't looked around or looked on social media, and you see people doing certain things, and you're like, man, I'm not there yet, you know, man, or based on what you think they, or excuse me, based on where you think they are from what they post, you know, you think that they're in this great space and everything is wonderful, right? So you may look there, I may look and see like, man, she's really got it together, or wow, he's really got it going on, and I'm nowhere near, you know, where he or she is. And, you know, gosh, one day, and it just makes you feel like, you know, you're not doing enough, or you're just not good enough. And it can really discourage you, And the reality of the situation is that person that you think got it all together is as broke as hell, broken, is living a lie, is no, is sometimes they're even depressed. Like, you don't know what is going on behind closed doors. And so I just want to say to my beautiful queens and kings to just be authentic. Do not compare yourself to anyone. Honor your journey. Honor where you are right here in this moment, right now. Because you're going to get there. Whatever your goals are, whatever your dreams are, as long as you keep moving forward and keep pushing and believe in yourself, you're going to get there. Something has to manifest out of that action. Something has to manifest out of your consistent action, out of your consistent visualization. I have mind movies, a mind movie, MIND, a mind movie. You can actually create one. It's mindmovies.com. It's a website. And for free, you can go and create a mind movie. It's essentially like a moving slideshow, but no different than placing photos on a vision board. You would just place the photos like almost like in a slideshow, and it becomes a movie, and you just watch it. And so I have mind movies that I watch before I go to bed, right? So as long as you believe in yourself, as long as you keep progressing, just keep progressing and moving forward, you're going to get there. You are going to get there. However, you've got to stop comparing yourself to others. You've got to stop looking at these people on here stunting like they got it and they don't. Because a lot of people are not in the place that you think that they are, based on what you see them post. And, I'll be honest, I probably don't post as much as I should. But you know what? At least I'm authentic. At least I only post something like if I really need to post something. Like, I just don't do stuff for shits and giggles anymore. Like, I don't need anyone's approval. I do not need anyone's approval. Ladies and gentlemen, you do not need anyone's approval. Like, don't feel like you have to post every 2 seconds to keep up with the Joneses, to keep up with, I don't know, whoever you're trying to keep up with. Just be yourself. Be your authentic self. People are going to love you for you being you, not trying to keep up with somebody else. They can tell. They can tell. Yeah, I don't post like probably as much as I should. And guess what? I own that. I'm not ashamed to say that. I own it. I could probably do better with my social media. But you know what? Like I said, my thought on that, my belief right now regarding that is just, unless I have something, to really post, I'm not gonna post. 'Cause I just don't want to post just to post. Like, it's kind of like being in a relationship with someone just for the sake of having someone, right? That's not gonna work. There's no real compatibility. It's not based on like love, friendship. It's just, oh, you just got somebody just for the sake of having someone, just to say you have someone, right? It's not real. So to me, it's just like that. Like, I just don't want to post just to post. If I have something to say, if I've got, I'm a Forex trader, so if I may post something about that, I got my pips in for the day. Like, if I've got something to post, I'll post it. But if I don't, I'm not going to post. And I don't owe anyone an explanation about that. My fans love me for me. Like, if I've got something to say, I'll say it. I'd rather it be of value. I'd rather only post when I really have, something I feel feel will be of value or beneficial, or, you know, I just want to share something going on in my life, you know, to hopefully inspire and encourage other people. But yeah, I don't. Let me be the first one to be honest. I don't. I need to probably get better, but right now, no, I do not post. I do not post like that, because that's one of the reasons, because I'm not going to put on a facade and act like I'm stunting and balling when I'm not, or at least not yet, like how I envision my life to be, right? Like I'm not balling like that yet, right? You know, I'm doing well for myself. However, I have some financial goals and some things on my vision board that I still need to accomplish. So I'm just not there on that level yet. And so I don't have to act like I am. You know, I love to travel. And, you know, when I go away, I might post that. But no, I'm not going to put on no facade for nobody. And ladies and gentlemen, you shouldn't either. Don't feel like you've got to put on a facade to try to keep up with anyone. Don't feel like you've got to put on a facade, you know, to show, I don't know, that you're like doing something. No, you can actually work in silence. Like let your results show people what you've been doing. Like you don't have to let everybody know, you know, every little thing that you're doing. You don't. You do not. Because honestly, you know, sometimes people are it's unfortunate, but there are just people that don't want you to succeed. They're looking for you, unfortunately, to fail. And some people are looking, they're watching your moves so they can try and copy you, you know, so you don't have to really like post every little thing about what you're doing. You know, sometimes you can really just come out the gate with boom, this is my new book coming out. You know, you don't have to post, oh, I'm thinking about writing a book and I'm thinking about calling it X, Y, and Z. I think I'm going to title it, you know, ABC. You don't have to say that. You can just in silence, you know, be working on your book. And when I say in silence, I mean not posting on social media, essentially. You can just be working on your book, and then boom, once you have a date, you know, for it to come out, then, and you've got your cover done, you've got your cover, so at least you can, you know, post a photo of your, the book and everything, then you can come out and say, boom, my new book, A, B, and C, is coming out on August 1st, you know, so you've already got it done. That's a result of what you've been doing. So you can just post that. And yeah, you've been quiet, but that would show people, oh, okay, put two and two together. Oh, she's been working on her book. No wonder we haven't heard from her. Boom. You know, oh, wow. She's got a pageant. Oh, wow. She just won the pageant. No wonder we haven't heard from her in a while, because she's probably been working on her stuff. You know, you don't have to post everything. You don't have to act like you're doing better than you are. You don't have to put on a facade. You do not need to seek anyone's approval. You don't owe anyone an explanation for how you live your life, how much you post, if you choose to post, if you don't choose to post. Like, I love you guys. And everything I give to you, I give to myself. We don't have to apologize for who we are, what we want. If we post on social media, if we don't post, if we stay silent and just choose to work in silence, and then boom, then we come out at the end with our finished product. Cool. Like, if that's what we choose to do, it's okay. It is okay. And I think that's more healthy. I think that's healthier than putting on a facade and acting like you've got it all together when you don't, trying to keep up with the Joneses when you don't even realize or recognize that the Joneses are broke because they're putting on a facade. So you're trying to keep up with someone who's putting on a facade. And guess what you're doing? You're doing exactly what they're doing. Putting on facade. Okay, so just be authentic. Don't compare yourself to anyone. You know, it's not easy. It's just we're all human. We're all human, and I get it. But I just want you guys to love yourself. I want you to focus on yourself. I want you to just take this thing called life and go all the way. Like, go big, go hard, live life on your terms, create the lifestyle that you want, create the life that you want. You know, I like fun. I like fun. I like adventure. I like travel. I'm all for the performing arts. Like, yeah, that's me. You may have something completely different. Completely different. And that's great. However it is that you want to live your life, create it. Go out and create it. We only get to do this thing called life one time. Just do it big. And stop worrying about what everybody else is doing. Like, you have to drown out the noise. You have to. Okay, maybe rather than being on social media that often to where you're constantly seeing what other people are doing, how about you take a social media detox maybe? Or just limit your time daily on how much time you're on social media. I mean, is it really effective for you? I mean, all you're doing on there is scrolling through and seeing what everybody else is doing. I mean, how many hours a day are you doing that? That's time that you can devote to your own goals. You know, give yourself maybe a timer, 30 minutes, an hour, most at tops, like an hour tops. But I think 30 minutes is good enough. I mean, really, 30 minutes, especially, you know, if you still work, like have a 9-to-5 or something. Like, don't let it consume you. Focus on yourself, because that may be one of the reasons why a lot of us are comparing ourselves to others, is because we're allowing ourselves to be consumed by social media and just, you know, being on there all the time instead of devoting that time to ourselves. So honor yourself, honor where you are in this moment. You are worthy. You are deserving. You are enough right here, right now, wherever you are in your journey. Honor that. If you're just starting your business, fantastic. If you're a year in into your business, fantastic. If it's 6 months, fantastic. Honor where you are. Celebrate how far you've come. It's so easy to get down on yourself and be negative and talk about all the things you don't have. And oh, how you're not this far and you're not that far. When we look around, everybody else is doing this. When I just said, a lot of those people ain't nowhere near what you think they are. Where they appear to be. It's a facade. Okay? Honor where you are. Celebrate yourself for how far you've come. And I would even say to start celebrating like future success. Part of the law of attraction, for those of you who know about that, and may believe in that, part of the law of attraction, is acting as if, you know, I'm not trying to get all religious or anything, but it's sort of, in the church, they say, you know, to start praising God for what he's getting ready to do. So in other words, you're saying thank you and you're being grateful for what's to come. So like, celebrate your success that's coming, because it's going to draw what you want closer to you, because you're already putting out the intention. You're putting out the energy. It's of course, if you're taking action and you're being grateful, you're going to draw those things to you because you're already celebrating the success for it. Okay. So honor yourself, love yourself. Do not compare yourself to others. We all know that we all know that comparison is the absolute thief of joy. And you guys know that I absolutely believe that you all deserve much better. You deserve the best. You're worthy and deserving of the best, the absolute best. A list, top level, A grade, the best of the best, the highest, the best of everything. Okay? So do not compare yourself to others. Be authentic. Be your authentic self. Stay true to yourself. Love yourself and honor yourself and honor where you are right now on your journey. Okay? Because you're enough right here, right now. All right? So I love you, queens. I love you, kings. And you guys have a good one. I'll catch y'all on the next podcast. Bye.